welcome to This Xbox Life, episode 71. My name is Mark, also known as Wingman709. And with me this week, the one and only host who was dedicated enough to show up, Kyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow.
Hey, everybody.
Other guys are, it's holidays, it's still post-Christmas, so everybody's busy with family still and all that stuff. So, but Kyle and I are here, we're going to wrap a little bit with you and try and give you a little bit of a show. Hopefully we'll be entertaining for you. And we're just going to jump right in. And Kyle, first of all, before we get into what we've been playing, I'm just curious, how was your Christmas?
It was pretty good. I got my major Christmas present early. So somehow, I don't know how my brother was able to do it, but I got the major thing early, and I'm staring at it right now. I jumped ship, and I went with an iPhone. So I completely jumped the carriers over to AT&T and got an iPhone for Christmas. So, yeah.
Cool.
But
I like the iPhone, but I'm not too big of a fan of AT&T.
Well, I mean, AT&T's okay. Verizon's coverage, I think, is a little bit better, and it seems like their speed, like when viewing, you know, web pages and stuff like that. But the iPhone is just the best phone that I think I've ever had. So.
Yeah, I definitely like it. I was out, I was in a place last week when I was out all week. I was in this hospital. Everybody around me had Verizon phones. My whole family had Verizon. No one had a problem getting a signal. I'm the only one that couldn't use my phone in that hospital, unless I was like in very specific areas. And it was driving me nuts because, I mean, there were certain times, you know, everybody had certain people we had to call, and, you know, so, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you know, a serious medical thing, you need to make a call. You need to be able to rely on your phone, and AT&T let me down. It was not a good time to fail me. But
right.
So I was pretty ticked off. It was but here in Chicago, I really don't have a problem with it. But
well, Chicago should be 3G all the way, you know.
You would think.
you would think, at least.
So, but well, that's cool. So you got yourself an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another gaming machine in a way.
I mean, yeah, it really is. I mean, honestly, we're gonna get to what I've been playing, but I actually haven't played the Xbox at all today, and didn't really play it all that much yesterday because of a certain app on my iPhone that I was playing around with. That's pretty cool. So, but overall. It was pretty exciting. I bought myself another another headset, because you can never have enough of those cheapy headsets.
Exactly.
So I bought myself one of those, and I got my brother 12 months of Xbox Live Gold, so and a headset as well, because he was using tape to keep his headset. It was real bad, so I got him one. But how about yourself? I've seen you playing some new games, so what's up with that?
Well, the new games are still from Gamefly, so I'm just renting them, with the exception of one that I'll go into here in a few minutes. But my big news wasn't even for me, but the kids, Santa Claus brought the kids a Wii, so I have another console in my house. I tell you what, my 5-year-old, I can't beat him at bowling. I thought I was going to get him tonight. I had, I was seriously doing pretty good. I ended up with 172 points, my best game yet. I've only played a couple times, but I was very happy to get 172. On the last frame, he bowls good enough to end up getting 175. I was like, I'm going to finally beat him.
Right.
Didn't happen.
Wow. Do you have Motion Plus?
No. We just got they got a Wii, and then a Wii Play, which came with an extra controller. That's the only reason we got it. I told my wife, get that. It's got the extra controller. They get an extra game. But, you know, you're basically paying $10 for the game. So, but so we got that. And we've had a lot of fun with it. The kids love it. And it's a big hit. So it's
well, in a couple of years, it will start collecting dust and you'll move them over to their own Xbox, right? So
yeah, exactly.
So,
but
there you go. But that's cool.
So,
you get anything in particular Xbox related, other than this certain game that we don't want to mention until we?
Well,
I
got Lips Number One Hits. That was the only Xbox item I got for Christmas. But that's because my wife and I went and bought a really nice digital SLR camera.
Mm-hmm.
Because kind of it's for each other. She's really big into taking pictures of the kids, and our other little point-and-shoot just was horrible.
Right.
I wanted to get her a real nice camera, so we bought a Canon EOS Rebel XS for Christmas. And then, of course, Elsa had to buy a washer and dryer. so it really
ouch.
It took a lot of toys away, but
yeah,
that's okay. We bought everything for the kids, so.
That's cool.
But it was a good Christmas. It was fun, you know, having the kids just tear into everything. And my littlest guy last year was kind of like, what am I doing? And this year he just kept going and grabbing presents. when he'd open one up, he'd go under the tree and grab another one, just sit down and start opening. I was like, no, is that even yours?
Yeah.
And yep. He's just like, I'm going to open.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So it was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun. So
it's very cool.
But yeah, let's excuse me. Still
so choked up about losing to your son in bowling.
I'm you know, I still got this dumb cough. It won't go away, but you know, maybe next year for Christmas I'll finally get, maybe that's what I'll get. I'll get a cough-free recording.
Mhm.
But
our listeners can only hope.
Says your games that you've been played, is that list bigger than that, isn't it?
It's final. That is a final list.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it, man. I have to tell you, this game, do you want me to go ahead and share?
Yeah.
Because this game has really taken the wind out of my sails. I mean, it's bad. I played, of course, The Saboteur, which is still, I beat the game. I couldn't remember if I beat it last week and said that or not, but I beat it. And it was just I don't know, something about this game is just so much fun. And I sit there, and I really don't think it's – I mean, the achievements help propel me to do this. But I really think that if this game wouldn't have had achievements and, you know, achievements didn't exist, I would have still gone around and at least, you know, blown up some of the targets and stuff like that. Because it was just a lot of fun. I went to an area and just, you know, blew up all that in that area, and then – a certain game came in after I got back in town, and it was SpongeBob. And I'm telling you, man, this game is – I don't know what it is, but it really just – it beat me down good. And I really wanted to just grind through it tonight and get it mailed off tomorrow, but that's not going to happen. I might pop it in just to get an achievement or two tonight. But I'll definitely 1,000 it out by, you know, the 31st when the deadline for the Gamer Score competition is. But this game, man, it's I got to the last level, and it works on like a live system, so you like get lives as you progress through the game. And I was like, well, what happens if I run out of lives? Because at the time I had like 40. Well, I blow all these 40 lives on this last mission or this last level, second to last level. And I'm sitting there, and I'm having problems with one part. Well, once you lose all your lives and you die, it loads back to, like, the home screen, and you got to reload that mission again from the beginning. And it's just – and it only gives you one life, so you got two lives to complete this whole mission. And for the longest time, I couldn't get it. But finally, I broke through that last mission. And now I just got to clean up and do these stupid second controller stuff as well. But It's been a pretty bad week in gaming for me. Gamefly won't send me anything, so I might have to, depending on the situation, around the 31st, when it comes to the Gamerscore competition, might have to run to the Blockbuster or a local video store, grab something, just to see if I can propel us to number one. But I don't understand it. I mean, I've got two games that are medium and high on Gamefly and a spot open, and they won't send me. So
you just gotta love it when that happens.
Yeah, especially when you need it. Like normally I don't really care because I got company in town. My aunt and uncle are in town until the 31st. And, I'm working, so normally I wouldn't care, but since we're doing this Gamerscore competition, these are Gamerscore games that I'd want to play. But, anyways, that's pretty much it for me.
Well, I gotta say that, I'm glad I'm not doing any, SpongeBob type games this time. I just, the last one killed me, as you know, but I'm trying to bring up something, doing the best I can, and I did play Star Wars, The Clone Wars Republic Heroes, and I remember playing this demo a while back and just saying, oh, this game's horrible. I played it for just a few minutes and I shut it off. It wasn't anything that I liked. But I actually ended up renting it. And it's a very easy game, so I think you should go rent this. You can bust through the whole thing on the hardest level in about 5 hours. and it's actually pretty fun. Now, I don't know how long it's going to take you to do 1,000 out, because you need to do co-op and all that type of stuff, but I got 525 points in about 5 hours, so I think that's pretty decent.
Not too bad.
Yeah, and I could have – there's a couple others I could still get, even a single player, but – I moved on to the Saboteur, and it's like, yeah, there's no way I'm going back to Star Wars. That's enough. I got 525 out of it. I'm happy with that. But that was actually not a bad game, so I did kind of actually enjoy that one. I played some 1 versus 100, got some achievements in that, which was kind of cool. Oh, man. This game killed me to play, dude. And this one, what stinks is I'm dying to see this movie, and I'm going to go see this next week. But that's James Cameron's Avatar. Now, I know the movie's going to be awesome. This game is horrible. I went through and was going to play both campaigns, because there's two separate campaigns. I played it first as the humans, and the game was so bad that I wanted to play. I figured I'd save the little blue alien dudes as the second playthrough, because I figured I might enjoy that better. I the game just ruined my desire to even play as the, I think they're called the Na'vi, play as them. It killed me. I did everything I could just to get through the single player for the human side. As soon as it was done, man, boom, in the case, I went to turn it back to the store. I was like, get this out of my house. So I kind of failed you there. Couldn't pull in more achievements, but that game was horrible. And I can't stand to play if it's no good. Played some more Borderlands. I did play some Lips, number one hits. And get this. I did get achievements on that game right as soon as I put it in. However, they're not achievements for Lips, number one hits. Because Lips Number One Hits doesn't have any achievements. It shares the original achievements from the original Lips game. So I got 110 points or something like that, just with like the first couple songs. Come to find out, they're all under the Lips game. So for our gamer score, this would not count now.
Well, and it's kind of funny too, because... like, how much? I mean, you paid what, $50 for this game?
Yeah, it's a full price game almost, and
so and it's only adding how many achievements?
None.
Well, I mean, oh, I guess, yeah. Never mind. Because I keep I want to keep thinking that it's like DLC of some kind. And
Wait a minute. You know
it's
what?
To add achievements.
It did. I'm looking at it now. It must have added achievements.
I think it added 250.
250.
I'm,
yep.
I'm looking at it right now. So you paid $50 for, you know, 40, 50 songs maybe.
Which
and...
most of them are horrible. I was looking through them. I was like, you got to be kidding. And you can't even use the songs from the original Lips game in the new one.
What?
You have to go and load up the original disc if you want to play.
Can you like save like the disc, the DLC? Well, I'm going to call it DLC, whether you like it or not. Can you save that extra disc, the number one hits, to the hard drive so you can just play your Lips game and have those extra songs?
Not to my knowledge, because when you first put the disc in, it comes up, and there was two things I thought was strange. One, it came up with an achievement thing saying achievements, some achievements require the original Lips game. And I thought, what? I'm like, that's kind of weird. That's before I thought there was a full 1,000, you know, I never looked it up. I got the game as a gift and went, popped it in.
Right.
And I was like, that's weird. What does that mean? And then, I go and the other thing is it's like, due to licensing issue, you know, you can't play any of your other songs from here. You have to put in the original Lips disc to play Lips songs.
So that just means they didn't bother to pay.
Exactly.
New licensing fees.
And I'm just like, you know what? And what really kicks me in this, or what gets my goat, is that this is a Microsoft first party game.
Right.
And you shirk on the achievements. You shirk out on the licensing fees. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, what's the point? You know, to me, this was a real downer. In a game that I enjoyed, this really stunk, in my opinion.
I mean, the funny thing is that, like, if you had only bought that game, the Lips number one hits, you'd only get 250, you know, achievement points. That'd be the only attainable, but it would still count as you playing the Lips game. So you could only get 250 out of 1,250. So that's pretty ridiculous, in my opinion. But
yeah, it's I think they dropped the ball. I don't understand the point of that, but anyways, I guess enough on that one. All right, what else have I got? Of course, we got the Wii, so I've been playing Wii Sports and Wii Play with the kids. And then the last game, which you had to drag me off of my Xbox tonight, so remind me, stop playing the game, dude, and come record, was I listened to you, and usually you're wrong, but I'm going to say this time I think you got it right on. And that's the Saboteur. This is not my style of game. You know I don't like GTA sandbox games. Outside of Crackdown, that's the only one I've really loved.
But I thought you'd like this game because it's constant action. I mean, kind of like Crackdown. And not really like Fable, but more like Crackdown.
Well, what I'm liking is that, number one, there's not an achievement for completing this game on the hardest level.
Which is nice.
I've got it on the easiest level.
And it's still tough.
Yes, I still die. It's still hard, but it's not a frustrating, aggravating. When I die, I was like, oh, okay. It always resets you right back to where you were, at least in my experience so far. If you fail a mission, it's not like this real long out, unless there's some still to come, because, I mean, I'm not that far into the game. But, I know with GTA, man, I'd be like, 15 minutes in, and then you die, and it's like, you got to replay that whole 15 minutes again. I was like, come on.
The checkpoint system was very good in that game. That is correct.
I also really like the story. I think it was pretty cool how this game starts out, and then you're kind of like, well, let me put it this way. I'd heard the kind of the original story of your character, of how you came to be, this saboteur. Well, when the game starts, you're kind of already there. And then you get to go back and play, like, a flashback,
right?
Which I thought was done real well. I thought that was really neat. And I really like this story, and what I'm liking about, I have yet to feel like any mission is the same. Seems like every single thing I'm doing is different. You know, if you break it down, I'm sure it's not. You're either, you know, you're on an escort mission, a chase mission, a stealth assassination, or blow something up. I mean, but the way they do it and like their story, I think is awesome because you feel like you're doing these different things for the greater good, and it's right. much better than GTA in my opinion.
I mean, that was one worry I think with the game, that it was a little too repetitive, because there are a lot of missions where all you do is basically just blow crap up.
But I mean, that's so fun.
but it's so much fun. And I'm pretty good at sniffing out repetitiveness. Like, I just couldn't stand Assassin's Creed 1. And that's why I took Assassin's Creed 2 off my list, because I was just like, I don't know if I can bring myself to play the second one. But this game just constantly just, you know, it wasn't because I called this game being good or anything like that from E3, but this game just had me hooked from the first second. And I'm sure what mission did you end on?
I just got a guy out of prison.
Oh, the concentration camps, like the guy and his men in the middle of the city.
Oh, no, I'm past that. There's like this one guy you got to go into. You're like in an occupied zone, and there's like this huge jail.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get in and get him out.
Yeah, I remember who you're talking about. Yeah.
That's where I ended, and that was cool.
You're about halfway through, I think, right? Around there. Did you check your mission progress?
No, I've just been playing, man. I know I'm missing a lot of things, but it's really – the story's good. The driving is not too bad. I do wish that there was a fast travel.
That map is pretty big.
Maybe you can fill me in. I mean, obviously they didn't have teleportation in.
No, there's no way to fast travel.
That's I think the only thing that kind of annoys me is sometimes it's like, man, I got to go all the way over there and.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the driving was not too bad, at least so far. I haven't gotten kind of tired of it. But I'm enjoying, and when I'm driving, I guess the cool thing is I'll see a radio tower or. One of those, you know, this is the Reich, you will live by the rules, you know, one of those big audio,
right.
You see these big speakers.
The propaganda ones.
The propaganda towers, yeah. And it's like, it was funny because I used to jump out and go over and blow up the propaganda towers. And then when I was being chased one time, I accidentally ran into one and I was like, oh,
yeah,
I can just knock it down with my car. Why am I blowing them up?
Right. You can shoot them too.
So I love jumping out and sneaking up on guys and taking them out and then trying to blow up the, like, tanks and all that stuff that there is, and I'm really enjoying that. So it's a lot of fun. You definitely called this right. And if, you know, someone's out there like me that doesn't like GTA, I know there's only me and maybe one other person, but I would think if you like GTA, you would really like this game. And I think if you didn't care for the sandbox environment, you might want to give this one a try.
So, what did you think about the cutscene when you're captured by the Yerker?
Oh,
did that look cool?
That, you know, there's if for those who aren't aware, I Kyle, you might have said it when you were talking about this game last week or 2 weeks ago. When you're in an occupied zone. The game is in black and white, with the exception of, like, the windows are yellow if there's lights on, and then
and
all the Nazi
red.
Red, you see their red emblems and flags. Everything else is black and white. When you get in a zone that where the people are fighting back, that you've, what do they call it, you've...
resistance.
Says you inspired an area. When you inspire an area where people kind of fight back, then it's all in color. And I think it's really cool. And if you're watching that cutscene when he gets captured at the beginning, that's where you see the change. And I think it's really cool because it's basically, you know, I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm trying to skirt this. But
right.
Because of what happened, I thought the way I looked at it was something so traumatic happened to this guy that when it happened, his whole world just like, it's like he couldn't see color anymore. He was just, you know, he's revenge focused. He's, it's black and white, everything like that. So that's the way everything went. And all he sees is Nazi red. You know, that's it. And I think that was so cool that that transitioned right at that point. And in an explain, you know, so now you see, oh, that's why this game is, you know, you kind of look at it from this guy's viewpoint. And when he's made some success and it's not that Nazi occupation as much, the color starts to come back. He's starting to, you know, get past this thing. And I thought it was really a neat trick. And I think the game looks cool.
I mean, the graphics are really well done as well.
But you got to play in a dark room with the lights off, man.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of times that it's like you can't see when you're in the occupied areas.
See, what I did was I just upped the brightness. I normally play on like the one of the brightest settings just so I can see everything. But that's just me. It kind of degrades the quality of the game because, you know, they make it darker just so they can get away with, you know, little flaws here and there in the graphics. But I don't really play on the brightest setting.
So,
but
well, all right.
I'm glad you liked it. And you're not the only one. I've talked to a bunch of people that I've seen playing the game. And pretty much everybody seems to give this game a good review. So, support Pandemic.
the pandemic that is no more.
Yeah, that is EA proper now, I guess.
Yeah, but, so, good game. All right, well, it's time to move on. We got, so we didn't talk about this part, but we got some codes to give out. And these are, what are these? Are these DLC?
Well, I'm assuming so, considering you have to, they're just avatar codes. For
avatar codes.
Yeah. For the Sherlock Holmes.
Alrighty.
I think that Best Buy was running a promotion that if you bought some game, you get the avatar codes or something and a movie ticket. I can't remember exactly, but one of our listeners was kind enough to send us some codes to give away. So.
Well, what do you say we throw these in the? Should we throw one here now in the show and the other one on our Twitter?
I think that sounds like a great idea.
All right. Well, I'm gonna put the mail code on the Twitter. I'm not going to give it out here.
Yeah.
And, but
so hopefully you're checking the Twitter right when we're recording.
So I'm gonna post it right now. But why don't you go ahead and give out the female code for it's a Sherlock Holmes outfit. And I'll update our Twitter right now.
If you by chance have a female avatar, like Wing did for a little bit, you can type in this code. Hopefully you have your pen and paper ready. So it is J4BRVF96YK. PC2W4MKV4C2P87W. So that is the female outfit code. I'm not going to repeat it again because you can just rewind if you would like. And you can hear that typing in the background. That would be Wing.
Yeah.
Typing away. On the
bam Twitter. Posted.
So, that's that. Well, I don't think we had any FNL. Did you have a chance to play anything with any of our listeners this week? Because I didn't. I've been a bad host.
Man, you know what? I can't even remember if I was on Friday night or I thought I was, but I think I was just playing Saboteur.
Yeah.
I really don't remember. I really can't remember what I was doing.
Well, you know what? You know what? We'll make up for it because come Tuesday, the show hopefully will be out come Tuesday. And if you're online and you just happen to be playing Borderlands, you happen to play the DLC for Borderlands, I know Wing and I will both be playing it. Well, are you going to be on before 8 Central, or is this going to be a right at 8?
It's going to be right at 8, because I got something going on Tuesday night, so I will not be on before 8, but I'm going to set my, I'll buy it early,
and just
I'll turn the box on so it downloads, I'll be ready to go.
All right, so at 8 Central, we can take two people total. So if you'd like to play Arena with us, you can do so. And Wing, he'll probably be on before I will. But at work. So we'll be playing that, and we'll be going after achievements like always as well to further 100% the game. You know, reading the reviews and stuff like that, it looks like a pretty good buy. That reminds me, Wing, of the pricing for that. Is it 800?
800 Microsoft points, yep, just 10 bucks. Yeah, it's going to give you your locker so you can store more items. I think they call it a locker or a safe. Or the bank. I think they call it a bank, actually. And more, it's going to be like a horde mode. Basically, it looks like it brings a horde mode type of stuff to the game. And it looks like it's going to be pretty funny. They throw rules in. It's actually, I hate to say horde mode, but it's more like firefight because the little Moxie, I guess her name's Moxie, she'll throw out rules after each round, kind of like that firefight did.
Firefight.
Yeah, so it's kind of be kind of like that. So hey, more loot, more achievements, more Borderlands. We can't go wrong. So yeah,
and
I'll
it's
definitely
adding 100 points, right?
Should be at should be another 125.
125. Okay.
So, because I believe that's what the first DLC added, so.
Which, if I ever go back to Gearbox, I'm going to be like, why are you releasing DLC with only 125 gamer score? I mean, what's up with that? that's what I'll be. Say, your game's fun. Just release more achievements for your DLC. Come on now.
Yeah, in fact, I'll even try to see if I can find what those achievements are. I can't remember if I posted an update or not, but I'll look for it just so the achievement people out there will be able to know what they are.
Like myself. We always like to be educated, you know, before we because, I mean, we got our 100% riding on the line, so why don't
sure
we get all those achievements. But, well, while you're doing that, I'll go ahead and one of the good friend of ours and host of the show all said he wanted us to add this into the show. So Brian unfortunately couldn't make it. He's got to wake up real early and he's had family, you know, the whole week and the other Christmas stuff. So we completely understand. But he wanted to mention that they now have three Xboxes in the house and that Brun's red ringed today, 2 days after Christmas.
Oh.
So that, well, he doesn't say if it's his or not, but I'm assuming that if it was his, he would be like, well, you know what? I'm taking that one because mine's out of commission. So hopefully send it on north to Mesquite, Texas, and you know, we'll take care of that and give you a refurbished one, Brun. But, yeah, I have three consoles as well. Just two of them happen to be mine and one to my brother. But that is very cool. Sounds like, you know, an Xboxy Christmas. So it's always good to hear. But that was Brennan's update. And know if Rob got anything for Christmas Xbox related?
Probably not, but I haven't actually spoke to him this holiday yet. Oh. So we haven't touched base yet.
All right. Any luck on those achievements?
Not having any luck with that yet. Hold on. I might be there. Keep going.
Okay. Well, I've got just, you know, come the holiday season, everybody's kind of just doing their year in review, and we kind of did that show last week. And I mean, I kind of wanted to talk about games that were coming out in 2010, but then again, we did that last week as well. So there's just a couple news items that I thought were show-worthy that I wanted to throw out there. Xbox Live launched the individual music stores, which, Wing, if you've ever, and I'm sure you have because I have too, browsed the like DLC for Rock Band in the Xbox Live like game marketplace. Oh my gosh,
brutal. Dude,
it's brutal. It's horrible. And you know, Rock Band, like I could only do it if I had Rock Band in there because there was no way that I was going to sort through all those. Just, you know, half of them were like trailers and stuff. I'm like, I don't want to see this. I just want to see the songs, and I want to be able to sort them, and that's not going to happen. So this is definitely needed, especially I'm sure everybody that, you know, still plays Rock Band 2 and the Beatles and, you know, stuff like that, really, really pumped about this for Xbox Live because it's definitely needed. It's something that really needed a facelift for everybody that plays music games. And I'm sure everybody's pretty excited about switching gears to any luck on the achievements, I guess, before I continue.
No, I'll let you know.
Okay. We got some more Mass Effect 2 info, and I'm going to go ahead and quote one of the developers. If the players start a new game, plus after beating the game, they'll be able to reuse the same character import file that they did for their first playthrough. Yes, new game plus is making a return to Mass Effect 2, which is very exciting in my opinion. Unfortunately, Mass Effect was one of those games that I really wanted to go back to, but just never did it. And I'm assuming that when Mass Effect 2 comes out here in the next, you know, less than a month, probably never going to play Mass Effect 1 again. But Mass Effect 2, I would hope that I'm going to take advantage of this new game plus feature because it was in Mass Effect as well. And, you know, people were pretty pumped about it being in the game because you could take your leveled up character and, you know, start a new campaign with it and kind of, you know, do things a little bit differently and see how it turns out. So that's very cool. And they've kind of released info as well on, you know, make sure you have your Mass Effect save file. So that way your choices will carry over to the sequel, which I also think is very cool. So Mass Effect 2, definitely looking forward to that. I believe it's January 26th. So that is going to be very cool. And the last bit of news that I have is Capcom delays a bunch of, you know, pretty big titles. Lost Planet 2, who would have seen that coming in? Super Street Fighter 4, didn't even have a solid release date, so I don't know how you can delay a game that doesn't really have a release date. And Dead Rising 2, and the North American release of Monster Hunter Tri. And they kind of take the Ubisoft approach with this, which is what I kind of find amusing. But they just give a window, and it's a very vague window. It's they said that those four games will be releasing in North America into a 12-month period starting April 1st, 2010. So, yeah. I'm still waiting for my Ghost Recon, Ubisoft, if you're listening. But other than that, I don't really have anything else. I stall enough time for you? Are you still looking?
I guess they're just not going to publish them. So,
no.
Oh well, here we go. I think I just found them. Okay. Yeah, looks like I did. This is from Eurogamer, and they're actually guessing that it's going to be 125 points, since that's what the first one was. But they are showing five different achievements. They do not have a point value to each one, but well, it's probably 25 each. And there's a small tournament where you complete the lesser challenge in all three Colosseums. There's Hellberbia, complete the larger challenge in the Hellberbia Colosseum. Complete the larger challenge in the Angelic Ruins Colosseum, so it's the Angelic Ruins achievement. The Gully, same thing, complete it in the Gully Colosseum. And then the big tournament is complete each of the larger challenges in all three Colosseums. So it's probably not going to be too tough, especially with four buddies in there, all level 50s. Going to be dropping them pretty quick. So, of course, that just means the AI will be harder, but that's all right.
We can, you know, you're
fun.
character level, you know, is good enough. I'll just sit back and probably go get some dessert while you're – probably go get some dinner by that point. Just let you, you know, handle it.
Well, you know,
that game.
Deadly Vomit will be in with us, too. He's got a level 50 hunter. I've got my level 50 soldier, so.
I got my level 50 soldier, so.
There you go. So we have an open slot, so anybody who wants those 125 the first night, we'll probably get them.
Most likely. Most likely. So let us know. Like I said, I'll be on probably 8:30, 8:45 at the latest. All so.
Right. Well, we'll get you in, so.
I'm sure you will.
That's pretty much it. You know, with the holidays, it's been a real slow news week. And I don't even think we had any questions in our forums. Everybody's
too hyped up on tryptophan or whatever.
Tryptophan?
Yeah, whatever.
They're all sick.
I mean, we did get a fair amount of comments on our episode 70 post on the website. Would you be up for reading some of these?
Oh, we do. Oh, never mind. Yeah, let's do that. That sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, I'll read the first one off since it's kind of got my name in it. And then if you just want to alternate down, we'll just read what they've posted, what our listeners have posted on that post.
Sounds good.
So, all right. Stoff J says, good show, guys. Picked up the Saboteur on Kyle's recommendation. $39.99 at Best Buy this week. Played the first level. Seems pretty sweet so far. And then I believe we had mentioned this in last show. I believe Brink. I think he had talked about Brink. For something that he was looking forward to. He kind of goes into more detail. Brink is an 8-player co-op FPS from Bethesda. The graphics rival Killzone 2. I really see no downside to the game. The demo at PAX was outstanding. It's slated for a May release, so I can only figure that means September. It's probably about right. Sounds cool. 8-player co-op FPS from Bethesda.
Bethesda.
Say no more. Or Bethesda. Sorry.
No,
but say no more and I'm in. So sounds like a rental to me at least. But,
yeah, I did see some video. I did get to see a developer interview after we recorded the last show, because like I said, I did want to check it out beforehand last time and I didn't get a chance. But this does look really good. I think this could be a really good, another one of those sleeper surprises. I look forward to seeing more on this game, so it's definitely made my rental list for sure as well. So could end up being a purchase. I'm seriously thinking Saboteur might end up could end up being permanent, but probably not, because I think once you're done, you're done, you know. So I'll probably just hold on to it for a long time. So.
Yeah, I mean, unless you find yourself like really wanting to thousand out the game and just kind of, I mean, because once you get all the maps, you'll know what I'm talking about, man. There's like 1,500 different stuff that you got to do throughout the whole map, and it's gonna take forever.
Yeah.
It's a 50-hour game, so if you plan on doing that, then you know definitely buy this game. But if for you and you just want to get through the story and probably complete the side missions and then, you know, blow up some targets here and there and just turn it back in, you know, I would just say rent it and hold on to it for a little while. Because the story will probably last you about 15 hours if it's like me.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Well, I'm enjoying it, so we'll see what happens. The next one's from Mirage8531. Says, good show once again. I haven't played Borderlands, so I can't agree with picking it for Game of the Year. But I think you convinced me to get it after Christmas and give it a go. That said, I personally have to pick Batman. It was just a great game and really exceeded all my expectations. In fact, I wasn't going to get the game until I heard so many people saying how good it really was. As for the most anticipated game, I have to go with Battlefield Bad Company 2 or perhaps Just Cause 2. To me, it almost looks like what Bionic Commando in 09 should have been.
Just Cause 2 is going to be a good game, I think. From what all I've seen, starting from like a very early developer trailer, it looks good. It's very unrealistic, but
it looks good. Like it'd be like just a fun game, you know.
Yeah.
One of those it's just like a Crackdown or a Borderlands. You get in, you just get in to have fun and wreak chaos, you know.
Right.
And that's what it looks like.
But all right, cool. Batman was a good game. Battlefield Bad Company. We'll see. And it's fitting that I get this next one from Dark Christoph. Got the Saboteur a couple days ago, and gotta say it's definitely the sleeper hit of 2009. Oh, and why no ODST love in multiplayer game of the year? Not even a mention. I thought this was an Xbox podcast. LOL. Keep up the great work, guys, and Merry Christmas, Mark. Thanks for calling it like it is. I don't know. It's hard to read sarcasm in text, but I have a feeling that he's sarcastic. Because the only – now, agreed that without Firefight, ODST would have been a horrible, horrible, horrible game for $60. Because you can't make an argument that ODST had a good multiplayer outside of Firefight because it's Halo 3 multiplayer with the maps. So if you look at Firefight, it was very fun, but that's all it had. That was it. You know, 10 or so different maps, and that was it. So I think that's kind of why we overlooked it for game of the year or multiplayer game of the year. And plus, we all liked Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer. So
yeah, I mean, we only mentioned, I think, Borderlands. We only mentioned one game. I mean, if we did, you know, we could have named our top five. And originally, we all listed out like our top five in every single category. But we picked a lot of categories, and we're like, you know what? I don't think anybody really cares our number two, three, fours, and fives. So we kind of just said, here's what we picked. But we had a couple we wanted to honorable mention just because it was so close that, you know, call it Modern Warfare 2 and Borderlands, for the most part, was this group's top games. We had a rare exception to that, but that's kind of what we threw out. And then ones we just couldn't agree with, like, okay, well, here's each of ours top pick, but doesn't mean, you know, ODST was not a good game or we didn't enjoy it. For me, it didn't have it. I didn't buy it. I did buy Halo 3, but I never bought ODST. I don't have the love of the franchise like a lot of people do. And I agree, it really didn't have a multiplayer component. It was Halo 3's multiplayer given to you. Firefight was fun, but I've seen, it was okay. I guess I like the rule changes and stuff, but what really brings me back is, you know, Modern Warfare 2 and Borderlands, and that's kind of the way right. We felt. But there's
you're still playing Modern Warfare 2 because, you know, I think one thing that made Firefight a little bit better is to have some sort of matchmaking system or, you know, something, because you're only limited to who you knew on your friends list. And while that might not have been a problem for us, you know, who have a lot of people on our friends list and maxed out, somebody that, you know, this game by itself and, you know, don't really have a lot of people online and not everybody might have purchased this game, you know, it'd be hard to find somebody that was playing the game as well and hook up with them for a Firefight.
Yeah.
So.
And I think the biggest thing I didn't like about Firefight was that it wasn't just a jump in, play for a little bit, and leave. It's like, if you got in a firefight, you're stuck for like an hour and a half to 2 hours trying to get to that, 200,000 points or something. Mm-hmm. And if one person, even if they didn't leave, if their connection dropped, bam, your game's over. And I hated that. And I'm like, because I don't know how many times, you know, we're an hour into it, and then all of a sudden someone's connection actually dropped. They didn't quit, because these are people we know. And play with all the time. And all of a sudden their connection drops and boom, everybody else in that game just, game's over. And it's like so frustrating when you're into it for so long. So that really took the desire out for me to play that game. It should have kept going on with AI in its place, you know.
Or just, you know, not even, I wouldn't even say AI, just let the game keep going, but you lose that person.
Yeah, even
so, I mean,
something.
You could still go out with that, you could still go for that 200,000. Now it would mess you up for the heroic, you know, or the heroic four, you know, the fourth level of the fourth. I can't even remember, but that one, it would have messed you up for that one. But, you know, just going after the 200,000, you shouldn't be penalized for someone's connection dropping.
Right.
Right. Which is what happened.
So. All right. Well, if that was a sarcastic comment, we sure wouldn't have spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Ravioli Caponi says, how are you guys already listening to the podcast? Oh, never mind. He was just commenting the other guys. Yeah, Ravioli, you got to hit that update podcast. we were there. He posted 1 minute later saying, never mind, I got it. But I'm going to just skip down to Hawk. He says, while listening to this podcast, I was really surprised that you did not berate or call any of your listeners douchebags. Oh, wait, sorry. That's a joystick Xbox podcast. I guess that's why I only listen to you guys now. I agree with your Game of the Year picks for the most part. Best DLC has to go to Fallout 3. Good stuff as always. I need to re-rent Borderlands for the two new DLC packs. Anyone want to help out? Keep up the good work. Hawk, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Definitely, if you're getting the DLC packs, if you get this game on Tuesday, I'll be on for sure. And I will definitely be playing. I always play this game, so been trying to stick with achievement gaining games till the end of the week, but I know. I'm definitely going to have this in a lot next year too, so hit me up anytime you want. And I got to say something real quick because let me check my messages. I believe it was Hawk who told me this. This was after the fact. We already knew about it. But for those who listen to us on – I'm sorry, it was a Big Gabbers who pointed it out. But this was pretty cool. We had some kind of – I'm going to toot our own horn here. And we're on iTunes, but we're also on the Zune Marketplace. And this week, Microsoft pushed out an official, like, video trailer podcast. And they created – there's a page designed for Xbox-related podcasts. And we were on the featured page. We were lumped with IGN, G4, Joystick – who else was out there, Kyle? Major Nelson.
I'm trying to pull up that page right now, but I'm not seeing it on their main podcast page.
But it was.
There was a good GTR, Gamertag Radio, I think, was on there as well.
So, like, you know, here's all these huge names, you know, and companies, and then there's our little show sitting there right with them. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That is so cool. It was really neat. We thought that was pretty cool. And, you know, one of our Big Gabbers noticed it as well. And we thought that was pretty sweet. So hopefully we're going to gain some more listeners this week. You know, we're just hoping everybody – we'd love more people to find out about our show. So
absolutely.
But that was kind of cool. We were on the feature page, and we were pretty happy about that. So, yeah, I'm not sure I can be able to find how, because it was like on their, I'm not going to go into that now, but.
It was like a main page, and it's not on there anymore, so.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, they might throw it back up there. Maybe they took it down for some
reason. Well, they got other stuff up there right now, so.
Right.
But, so. All right.
Zune's always been better for us, anyways.
Zune rocks.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. So.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, I guess I will take the next one from Ravioli Caponi. He says, you guys really need to have a drum roll sound clip handy at all times. I would agree. I mean, make it happen.
You know, we used to have one, and then somehow I lost all my sounds when I had to move over. To a new version.
Right.
So I don't know what happened to my stuff, but I'll try to find it. It's probably still on my computer somewhere.
But cool. That would come in handy sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to it. It's gone. Yeah, it's toast.
Okay. But
anyways, because it was their default in the program. And then when we upgraded, it's like they ripped all the songs out of the program.
Wow.
So, Anyways.
Whatever.
Nexus Soul Assassin 808 says, best DLC without a doubt is the Ballad of Gay Tony for GTA 4, but nobody here plays it anymore, so I wasn't surprised it wasn't on the list. So, I never played it, so.
Yeah. And then I commented back and said, I haven't bothered to play GTA 4 since the pigeon incident.
Yeah, the pigeons.
And Run commented, last comment, we got a good amount of comments. We 10 people. I'm playing Borderlands now, but not the DLC. I'm still in the regular game. So that rounded out that. And I think it also rounds out the show. We would do a game score update, but I don't have it ready, and I'll just put it up on the. By the time the show out, there should be an update. If there isn't, message me on live constantly and tell me to get an update going. But there should be by the time the show's out. So I'd imagine that Buggy Bugs is still in first place, and we're very close second wise. But we did fairly well this. I think we got about 1,000 gamer score combined, so that's not too bad.
Well, plus Ravioli Caponi, he got like the flu or stomach flu, so he was out for 24 hours, which I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, that's sad, man. I'm like smiling because somebody's sick and not playing Xbox.
I've updated their score as well. I haven't gotten to the bugs yet, but I've updated pretty much three teams' scores. And they're about 1,000 or about 200 points behind us. So we're still holding on to that very close lead.
I bet he passes us though. I think he will.
Oh, I'm sure he might have a trash can next to him, but he'll still be playing video games.
Yeah, and so. Congratulations out to Ravioli Caponi. He busted 100,000 points this week.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
100,000
gamer score.
So
very nice.
Awesome job, man. Awesome job. We should, in fact, see, that's where I need my yay clapping.
Yeah,
I gotta get all those back. We'll work on that.
Yeah, but you play around with those too much sometimes, too.
Yeah, it drives people nuts. And,
yeah.
So.
But, okay. It's all right. I mean, we already got their downloads, so it matters. But, all right, well, congratulations to Ravioli on 100K. Hopefully I'll get there sometime soon. But
I got one quick thing.
Okay.
And if you listen to our show and that's all you do, you're missing out because you should be checking out our website too. On the 23rd of December, I posted a story about Gamefly having their annual year-end sale. If you're looking for some games, used games that you want to pick up super cheap, you've got to check out this post. If you go into the story and click on the image, there's a picture there. Click the picture, and it will show you all their Xbox stuff sales. And I actually picked up NBA 2K9 and Major League Baseball 2K9. I got both those games shipped to me for less than $10 total price. Now, I had a $5 coupon from them, so that's why, but you can pick up Stormrise for $5.69, MLB 2K9 for $6.64, NBA 2K9 $7.59, Need for Speed Undercover. I mean, there's a whole long list of games here. You can get Ghostbusters for $12.34. Tom Clancy's Hawks for $10.44. I highly recommend you pick that game up. It's well worth the $10. If you haven't played Left 4 Dead, you can get that for $14. Gears of War 2 for $16. Call of Duty World at War 17. You know, I know Fable 2's broken up on the games on demand, but you can get the whole game on disc for $17 through here. There's a lot of stuff here. Check it out. There are some good games on this list. There are some bad ones, like Shell Shock 2 Blood Trails. But
you should totally buy that game. That's game of the year material right there.
Yeah, I bet. But check out this XboxLife.com and check out that feature story there. And we did have quite a few people buy stuff off who posted. In fact, let me just look at this real quick. Because Ravioli said, thanks, I bought Red Faction Gorilla for $15. Staff J picked up Stormrise and Raven Squad. Kyle, blah, 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 you didn't pick up anything, did you? Oh, you did. You got Eat Lead for $5.
Yep.
Matt Hazard. So we had some people, you know, hey, thanks, cool. Made some good purchases. So, you know, keep it up and also apply to our Twitter. Anytime a story gets posted, it updates to our Twitter so you're aware of it. And then you can click right on the link there and it takes you right to the page so you can read the story. So don't miss out. Post in our forum, send us questions via email at contact@thisxboxlife.com. You can send us a voicemail by clicking the talk box icon on the main page.
Talk box.
And that's it. I'm done.
That's it for me too. I think we put the, you know, we had not a very big criteria of things to hit for the show, but it ended up being an hour show. So hopefully everybody enjoyed it. Hopefully we're getting you guys through the slump in between Christmas and New Year's. So let us know what you thought of the episode. You know, comment on the forums or comment on our post on the website when the podcast gets up there. And be safe on New Year's. Don't get too wacky, you know, with the whatever you want to drink. But
designated drivers, man.
Yeah.
Drive alive, please. We want to game with you next year.
Yeah, seriously. I'll be my parents are having a party here, but I'll be holed up in my room trying to get the last minute gaming in for sure. So I might, you know, take a break for some food, but 15 minutes is all I got, and then back to gaming. So anyways, but all right, well, you Wing's already gone through the list of stuff, and now you can get your voice in the show and all that good stuff. So this is Kyle, a.k.a. Mariah Cow. We should have a show next week, so look forward to that. And hopefully we'll have the full crew again. So you guys have a good one. Be safe, and catch you next time.
RKK with Manson09,
taking off.